All right, I really like bats, but I realize it's a hard sell as a furry animal. They're basically rodents with wings. They've got beady eyes, veiny wings, reminiscent of vampires for some people. So maybe you will hear these warnings about the extermination of bats and you won't be too worried about it. But you should be. Biologists say a deadly fungus called white nose syndrome is wiping them out by the thousands. And really, this is not good news for humans that live near them. Here to explain is Ed Yon, producer at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
First of all, explain to me exactly what white nose syndrome is, because it's really hard to get a handle on what this is.
Well, you know, it's not one of those things that leaps out of the headlines at you, you know, that says alarm bells. But white nose, as I understand it, is it's a fungus that's killing these bats. It kind of gets under their skin, irritates them when they try to roost and hibernate in their caves. And they wake up in the middle of the winter, fly around, there's nothing to eat. And, you know, this came to me when I saw these videos of these bats just wallowing around in the snow, dying.
Starving.
It's pretty gruesome, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, we often hear, anyone who covers the environment, you hear dire predictions all the time about the environment. And there's biologists hitting the red alarm bells constantly. I want to play for you a comment from bat specialist Pat Ormsby. This was aired on Oregon Public Broadcasting, where you are.
Our big fear is extinction of species, that we literally see our bats species die off in the Northwest. It's not an unrealistic fear.
I mean, what do you think, Ed Yon? Is this just an overblown warning?
You know, I have to tell you, I remember when I first did my research on this story and I heard her say something similar on the phone, and I kind of rolled my eyes. I'm like, you know, I've heard this a million times. You know, can we do another story like this, and is it any different? And really, when you get into this, when you learn something about white nose, you realize that this does elevate to the top of the pile pretty quickly as far as real wildlife crises. And it's true. We have not lost any mammals this fast and this many mammals so fast in living memory. And that's a pretty staggering thing to get your head around. I mean, this is not your normal kind of habitat loss, slow death, pollution type thing. It happened just a few years ago, and since then, over a million bats have died. And these are mammals, you know, warm-blooded like us.
All right, but what effect does it have on humans if we lose bats?
Well, think about it. You know, West Nile virus, you have insects, mosquitoes, mosquito-borne diseases like West Nile virus.
Malaria.
Think about what would happen if there were not bats doing their little invisible job around at night, taking care of these insects for us. And I think that's the next big story, is as we lose all these bats, what's the repercussion going to be as far as insects and mosquito-borne illness? That's probably the next big thing that we're going to start hearing about.
All right. Well, Ed Yon is covering it for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Is there anything that people can do?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but, you know, as I was digging into this, there's not a lot, unfortunately, that there's nothing you can really campaign around. If you're a caver or a spelunker, you know, these authorities that I talk to are trying to get people to stay out of caves.
Stay out of the caves. Ed Yon, producer at Oregon Public Broadcasting, thank you so much.
No problem.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.